CEOs worry about what might be the next big disruption to their products or services or their entire business. But it's not just the executives who are worried about disruption. All of their employees are also worried about those potential disruptions, because those disruptions are likely to disrupt their job and potentially their career. Just ask a taxi driver about disruption, and I'll bet you'll hear about how Uber is ruining their business. You have to ask, why didn't a taxi driver invent Uber? Now, here's a big insight. Disruptive technology is only disruptive if you didn't know about it ahead of time. Let me say that in another way. Every business model disruption that has ever happened, including product disruptions, service disruptions, business disruptions, industry disruptions, and career disruptions, were there to see if you knew where and how to look. That's exactly what you're about to learn right now. Long ago, did someone say, "Shh, don't tell Polaroid or Kodak about digital photography"? No, it was there for all to see. Did someone say, "Don't tell BlackBerry about the iPhone"? No. After seeing the first iPhone, BlackBerry's CEO said to the press, "Why would anyone want to watch TV on a phone?" 2 years before Amazon was started, I was at the American Booksellers Association, where 10,000 bookstore owners were looking at the new books that were coming out. I was there to launch my book, Technotrends, and in a speech, I predicted that in 2 years, we will have a virtual bookstore. And I said, "You, the bookstore owners, should do this, but I think you'll be too busy selling books, and it will be someone from the outside that will do it." I knew this major disruption would happen because I looked at the hard trend certainties that were shaping the future and the three digital accelerators you've already learned about. And using those, I knew the prediction would happen. And because I teach, if it can be done, it will be done, and if you don't do it, someone else will, I knew someone would do it. It's a great practice to scan for hard trends that could disrupt your plans or your business or your career, so you can take positive action before you're disrupted. If you look at the hard trends that are shaping the future of your industry, you can use that knowledge to make the disruptions that will happen visible before they disrupt. You can then answer an important question. Do you want to be the disruptor or the disrupted? Frankly, I would rather be the disruptor, using predictable disruption to my advantage. In the past, we tended to work hard at protecting and defending what we have. That approach further entrenches us in our current business model. The more we protect and defend what we have, the more we're ingrained with our current model. A better approach is to identify the hard trends that will happen, the ones that will disrupt your industry, your organization, or your career. Then you have a choice. You can either protect and defend the status quo, as Kodak, Blockbuster, BlackBerry, and many others have done, or you can embrace the direction the future is moving and use it to extend the life of your current cash cows as you create the new bouncing baby cash cows that will drive profits and growth. I call this an embrace and extend strategy versus a protect and defend strategy. By reconsidering your business model based on the predictable changes that are heading your way, you can be on the leading edge with the confidence and certainty hard trends can bring you. Your learning activity will help you to use hard trends to see future disruptions before they happen. You can then use them to your advantage and become the disruptor before you get disrupted.